League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And we're officially rolling. Welcome to the Brown Load, everybody.
Hello.
We're live and happening in your ears.
I just remembered. Sorry.
What's Mal? What you done?
The delivery happened yet?
No.
Why are you even mentioning? This guy's annoyed me already.
Oh, I think he's annoyed everyone in my house. He annoyed my kids.
No, actually, I don't live here. But he's annoyed me.
Tell him what happened, Seth.
Being a bystander on the sidelines
in the last 20 minutes,
watching the activities that were going on in your kitchen. He's annoyed me.
You arrived here about 8 o'clock, about 45 minutes ago. It's taken us 40 minutes to sit down.
Yep.
In fairness, it takes about 10 minutes to set the equipment up and things like that in the garage.
Setting.
Which is usually the gym, also known as the place where the bikes are stored, also known as the place where the boilers are, also known as where a place where carrier bags come to die, also known as a place where the leftover paint tins, anything else?
Yeah, all sorts.
There's a gas cylinder.
You know what, we could do a scene of like, do you know Where's Wally? And hide something.
Yeah.
Take a photo and be like, where's Wally? This?
Yeah. I think he's right
where's
there,
Kedge? The Wally is there.
Perfectly brought back. Now tell everybody why he's annoyed you.
It's just like, he comes into your house, you're like faffing around after him, trying to make him a coffee at your fancy machine.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bruv, just
but put he loves it. He loves it.
No,
his
no, shut up. Put the kettle on and give him that instant shit.
Yeah.
Like, do that. So I'm sorry I'm swearing so early, but I'm really annoyed.
And then
the coffee's made on the table. He's rummaging through your fridge.
Is it wrong? Can I tell you something with him right here? I get a little bit annoyed. Not really annoyed.
No.
Just 5%.
Yeah.
Little, like an aggravation. Like someone put their finger in your ear.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what are you doing, bruv? Stop.
But if you couldn't do that.
No, I haven't stopped. Tell you what's annoying.
I honestly don't think he's put it in your ear. He's put it somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that would be doubly annoying. And also against the law. I think against my will. So no, what is annoying is that he uses another mug to warm up the milk.
And then
puts that microwave. He puts it, let everyone know what happens. So he's got his mug for the coffee. There's a mug underneath the coffee machine filling up the coffee. And he puts another mug with milk in it.
Yep.
Fills it up with the microwaves it. He goes, oh. And then he moans about my microwave.
No, no.
Your microwave is too powerful.
No, hang on. He moans about the microwave. He moans about what the dude is. He pours it in and he goes, oh, no, it's rubbish. Chucks it down the sink.
Yeah,
then goes after another milk carton from another fridge. That's rubbish. I can't drink that. Then he looks at the date on something. Be like, oh, no, this is
that's
out.
Going
I
mean, out. Yeah.
Dang,
and actually,
I ain't having that.
I'll be honest. I've been away since last Wednesday, pretty much. My feet haven't touched the floor since Wednesday night.
Right.
Cabaret nights, award shows, comedy shows. I've done three different comedy shows. Right? Traveling up to Birmingham.
Just imagine you're just on your backside, your legs out.
Oh, fishnets.
Five days. You've just been like that, sliding.
Exactly. Like did somebody order the kebab and gulab jamun? Here they are. No. So then I do all that. And it's just been nightmare. So I've come back home today. And actually, the house was a bit messy. I have to whisper that because my missus was here, but she's working full time. Mm. And she's good. She does stuff with the kids. She takes them out for the weekend. But that means the house doesn't get kind of
tidied up, the law and order.
Yeah,
basically.
And I come back and I just kind of like just start to stay on top of it because it's mainly my domain because I'm mainly the one at home.
So
but anyway, and now what's happened as a result? My niece, who lives with us, my wife's niece who lives with us,
lovely
has gone to get the dud at the end of the road because Ted just pointed out that this dud isn't right. The almond milk isn't there. He prefers this one, and she, Bajari, like a nice Midlands girl that she is, gone.
She's
okay,
nice.
I'll go and get it. And she is very polite and nice.
She is very polite, but I think if you look at the positives of it all, is that tomorrow morning you would have woken up and it would have been bedlam because it would have been oh my god, there's no dud. Oh, this one.
Do you know what?
And then he would have caused a ruckus, the domestic, and all of this stuff. And actually, I've just saved all of that and you got 5% annoyed with me.
You saved
But imagine the 75% annoyance that might have happened tomorrow because a lot of people were depending on dud is important.
Well, I'm going to save everyone the ruckus for next week when we do the podcast.
Yeah.
you got to bring your own coffee.
Yeah, bring your own coffee.
In either in a mug or you can pick it up from somewhere before you get it.
Yeah, if you can add it up.
Just come with it. I don't want to hear no more faffing around.
But then I thought you guys would take the mickey out of me so much that he's gone and brought his own dud.
No, but just bring everything yourself. Okay, just stop at the Starbucks. There's a coffee machine out there in the road.
His machine is good.
Trying to work out.
Tommy, I'll break the machine.
If you charge roughly £2.50, let's say £3 a coffee, the podcast this year is going to be 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years in November? October or November?
November. December.
Oh, is it December? December.
First week.
Yeah. First week of December, right. Okay, so first week of December, we hit 5 years. 5 years of a coffee at £3 a week. 52 times three.
Oh, no, but I never used to drink coffee before. Billion. This is because we've been relegated to Monday nights in the garage. It never used to be coffee. Come on. When we started,
£750, you know what I mean? £750.
Sorry, that's 747.
Yeah, because there's 747. We said because we did a podcast twice at yours. Tax rebate. There you go. Anyway, so that's what's been going on. Sorry about that. Hence the coffee drama.
Yeah, but we've got to address the big situation.
So he didn't have milk, and therefore he's waiting for the milk. So what is the big situation?
The big situation that everyone is talking about, and it's on the tip of everyone's tongues. This week, and that is the the launch of Meta's new social media app known as Threads. It was released last Thursday.
Is that what that is?
Last Thursday it was released. Old Zuckerberg dropped it.
So when you say Meta, that means Facebook. I'm just explaining it. So Meta is Facebook, isn't it?
Meta is one company. It is the overarching company that owns now Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, and Threads.
Right. Okay, I didn't know that. I really didn't know that.
And the Metaverse. No.
Okay.
I've heard them go, Facebook is now Meta, but I didn't really get
that. No, it's the other way around.
No, it's like, you know how like the Brownload owns the IP for Tommy Sandu, DJ Sachi,
right.
Super Extraordinary Kedge.
Dud Milk, hashtag Blame Kedge.
Yeah. All of that, it all comes under the Brownload umbrella. Right. Okay. So Desi Oki, that's all part of that.
We own that now.
So it was a big thing, big event. And did everyone all wake up? I mean, people, you could pre-subscribe to the App Store. I don't know what it was for the layman on Google, whatever you call it, Play Store thing.
Android, but massive. He's cussing you there, Satch.
Do you know what? I'm not going to say anything.
He's matured.
But it was available at midnight, and then obviously a lot of people woke up early. Did you guys download it? Was the rush to scramble it? Did you find it easy to log on?
Bruv.
How was the initial sort of procedure for you guys?
I don't want to poo-poo this, because I know some people are into social media, whatever. Mm. I have zero interest. I'm even drifting off of Twitter. I post the odd thing on Twitter. Okay,
the reason why you're drifting off Twitter, because the thread is calling you.
What's
pulling you in? It's not.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Twitter and... Well, hold on, before you... Let me do the proper stuff.
Let me do the proper stuff before you do the bagwas. Because he's Bagwan. He's social media Bagwan.
Okay.
And you...
Well, I was crowned that, and that's why I had to go onto the radio early last week as well. Chris Evans, you are the expert, and I had to...
You know what?
I love it that you guys are not there, but I can tell you about this, and if you were there, you'd absolutely go, what are you doing?
I think I don't like it because you like it. Do you know what I mean? I think I'm just annoyed at him, and then I see him going, ooh, getting us excited, and I just want to cuss it straight away.
But only you to know.
Leave that to me. You can have some.
I was the voice of authority, the truth, and seeker of truth and justice on Virgin Radio to explain what Threads was to Chris.
So it's a tweet. It's like Twitter.
So it's basically just it's a text-based app, and it's all about typing.
Twitter, you can do videos and pictures. I'm just saying.
You can still add pictures, videos, and all of that on this as well. But I think early sort of signs are that how Instagram was rewarding you for pictures, this is rewarding you for a bit of intelligence and a little bit of opinions in terms of having a conversation. Hence the thread. I think that's where it's going. That's where the early algorithms are sort of pointing at you. And so, therefore, you know, because Instagram has a really has basically distorted a lot of people's images.
I can see
images.
How you're really not interested right now.
Nah, this is where people's minds. Like if this was a TikTok, which is what it should be, rather than a full-on essay that is becoming and a lecture. Because honestly, I really think.
Shall I break it down for you?
I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to put it out there. Nobody cares. Nobody listening to this podcast wants to hear Kenji explain Threads.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I'm getting annoyed at myself for allowing this to take part.
Honestly, it is.
It and is, also to be no, explained by him.
Yeah, no. Forget what he's
saying. I think I'm tired. Just so you know, I think I'm tired as
No, that's fine.
I've had a busy weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So it's horrible. You know, coming to your house knowing there's no dud in the fridge. It's a horrible feeling. I totally sympathize with you.
I'm going to milk you. And I will drain milk out of your teats and put it into your dud.
Love it. All right, Sats, so why are you so against
Twitter,
it?
Threads is Twitter.
Well, it's not against it. I downloaded it. Yeah, you know,
I saw you with the early sort of message on thread, the first thread.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, what is this? What is it? I don't know nothing about it.
I think you went in for a second one.
And then I quickly acknowledged that it is, say if Twitter is an A-level, this is an NVQ level.
Oh, okay.
It's bit basic. Very basic.
Okay.
It's very basic.
How can you get more basic than going...
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Does everyone else agree that cheese and onion are better than salt and vinegar?
What's making it feel basic for you, Satch?
Number one, I turned it on. Yeah. I wasn't even following anybody because I was like, I'm going to keep this blank canvas.
Oh, yeah, because so you know, all you need is your Instagram login. So if you log into your Instagram, it will log you into this.
It'll take you straight there.
Oh. It takes you straight there.
And then all of a sudden, it gives you, follow everyone on Instagram. I was like, well, hang on a minute. No, I don't want to do that. So I skipped that.
Okay.
And then it just started, my timeline started
filling up.
And I was like, well, hang on a minute. I haven't even followed anyone that I want to. So why are you giving me stuff that I don't want to consume.
Yeah.
So
this might be a chance for you to be a new you.
That's what I mean. There was none of that.
On the head. This is a chance for everyone to be a new you.
No.
Social media you.
It was forcing stuff down my throat that I didn't want.
Yeah.
No, and the reason that... And, I
and
just
you don't work at the BBC anymore, so that's...
Exactly.
That's
I mean, Kedge loves to take it.
But they do stuff like that.
I don't want that.
What I'm saying is that it's just giving you like a little taster of what's out there.
But
because obviously
care.
Instagram's always run by influencers.
Do you know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to say this straight. And this is my prediction. Mm. People are going to get bored of this and go back to Twitter.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, everyone's leaving Twitter.
No,
blah, blah, blah.
Tell you
shut up, Kedge. One second. Let me say what I've got to say. Everyone's like, oh, it's leaving. You know, this is going to be the end of... Do you know when people just go back to the original because it was good?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Right. 100%.
But can I just say, the original is very broken at the moment. And it's full of... It's a cesspit of hatred and negative vibes.
But you got to understand, if you want to consume that, you can. But you can easily look at it and be like, but that don't concern me.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
I think the problem
why
is...
Why do you need to look at that and then get angry? Yeah, exactly. Why you got to get angry about it?
I think it's really affected a lot of people's minds and behaviour. Because and you're right. It obviously, you know, whatever you're getting and on your feed and timeline and all that, and now you've got this following thing. And
echo chambers, you get into the same sort of thing coming round.
Exactly.
And then
exactly. So I get that. And I think everyone's trying to be... making a conscious effort to keep it positive, happy. Let's have a thread. Let's have a conversation. Yeah. And let's keep it mellow. And like you said, like everyone's given a chance to like be reborn into a new social platform. The good thing is we all start from scratch.
Yeah.
No, but I think forget that. If you want to be sociable, go and ring your mate.
Yeah, true.
Well,
yeah.
Why are you going on thread? Mm. Go on a WhatsApp group between you and your mates and have a little chat.
100 million subs in 5 days.
Wow.
Twitter's got 350 mils. This has got 100 mil in 5 days. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's all
so
there.
Obviously, they're not starting from scratch. Yeah. They're not starting from scratch.
And it's not a new company. This is Facebook.
Do you know the worst part of all of this is? And this is what's annoyed me the most, Kedge.
Go on.
And you've done this because I saw it yesterday and it really ticked me off to the point where I was like, I'm going to unfollow him on everything.
I know
I hate him. He shared his thread to Instagram.
Oh, like, God.
Bruv, why do I want to see that rubbish?
Man, look how proud
he is. Honestly, I had a message typed out to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm going to save it. No, I was like, I'm going to save it because it is so infuriating. But I don't want to see that.
No, true. But what I will say for you, Kedge, what you will do, I reckon, as well.
Everyone's doing it.
No. What I reckon he'll do in about...
I will set a task at work.
No, in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, this is how I think it's going to go. Kind of connecting to what you said a minute ago, Satch. Kedge's going to go, you know what it is? You know what it is? I'm off threads now. And we're all going to go, you're off threads now. Why? Yeah. How come? Yeah. You were giving it up. And you go, no. And then he'll go, because he's social media Bhagwan, he'll go, no, you know what they got wrong? They got this, this, and this wrong.
Yeah,
and therefore, for those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah.
I reckon that's going to happen.
As I, how I see it now...
Because you're not really a Twitter person. I'm Twitter.
No, he is. No, I am. I do. Look, but
he's still... And the thing is, he's still putting his fingers in Twitter's hole.
He's
dabbling.
But I didn't really open Twitter for a long time. Since then, I think it was on the weekend, and I thought, I've completely ignored Twitter. Let's have a look at what's there. Because obviously, I use it for more sort of Tottenham updates.
And boom, he was straight back in.
And well, no. But
he was.
But I just think that this is... Give it a chance. This is like, you know when you move into a new flat?
Yeah.
Right? You've got your mattress.
Yeah.
Have I
brought that from the old or new mattress?
No, you've got a new mattress, but you're still waiting.
I like this conversation already much more than talking about threads. And this is why I've cotton threads. This is why I've duvets.
And then you've got your telly, but it's not on a stand, so you've just put it on some light books. This is what thread is like. It's there. It's a new build. The furnishings are coming.
Are they okay? Have they been ordered?
They're ordered. I think they're coming. They will slowly.
Do you know what?
Get it to
work. Like the furnishings in my old place.
Yeah, maybe. You're like, actually, why did we move?
It was cozy. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked the people. Wrong with it. My neighbours were cool.
Still working.
But your family expanded.
Honestly.
Yeah,
your family expanded, so you needed more space.
No, okay. No, family were happy. We were all good, mate.
We were all good
in the hood.
We will see how the threads thing. Okay. If you're on threads,
are you on it? Just Tommy.
Huh? No, he's not on it. Tommy, don't get on it.
You're the only person that when I look into the following, it still says pending. I was like,
yeah, but it doesn't need to. He doesn't need to.
Yeah.
No. Also, when you cross over, you'll have a little number on your Instagram.
Oh, really?
That will tell you what position you were in migrating to threads.
You want a number?
I want to be a number in a list.
I was less than 10 million.
Bro,
medal? Do you want a medal?
Like, no, literally, unless you're 001.
Zuckerberg was number one.
No, who
Zuckerberg
gives a monkey's?
Zuckerberg, was he?
Yeah.
Kid,
just
cool.
Very quickly to wrap this social media malarkey up. Mm. The more it's becoming apparently sociable, is unsociable, I think.
Yeah.
And if I ever see one more reel with that stupid song, that Mucky Bar tune or whatever.
It's a tune though.
Honestly, I'm going to throw my phone out the
Mucky
window.
Bars.
But that's the trending tune at the moment. You know the song. You're going to see a lot of those.
Who's it by? Jane. It's one of you lot.
One of my lot.
Is it?
That one.
Every girl has made a reel to that song. And honestly, the reel is rubbish.
If Bollywood celebs are doing it, it means it's massive.
It's just...
And all the Bollywood celebs are doing it. Everyone
is Singh doing it.
I haven't seen a Ranveer Singh. I've seen a lot of the female actresses. They're all doing it.
It's terrible.
I'm not just saying this to stick it to you. And I, honestly, I hope Threads is amazing, and I hope you enjoy it.
But, I mean, you sound like I've got an investment in it.
The way you talk about all social media and everything, any new technology, any new program, I think you've got an investment in. I think there's backhanders going on here. But I tell you what, it's come up quite a lot on my social media feed.
Yeah.
What do we think of Tottenham?
Hey.
They say that word.
Yeah.
And then they go, and what do we think of that word? They go, Tottenham. And then goes, thank you very much. You go, that's all right. And I think
it's a funny one.
Yeah, it's a funny one. And then that's a funny one. Yeah, good.
But sports and then obviously I do want to sort of, you know, like it's funny because Satchel said that, you know what, why not call somebody and speak to somebody? You know, he said that's the better thing. And did you notice, I mean, I'm not an F1 fan, but obviously I'm across all of it as well because it was on the socials and that was, that there was Clara.
Yes.
Who was on the paddock.
She's a model, right?
Clara Delevingne.
Yeah. Is she a model
or actress?
Cara Delevingne.
Cara.
Yeah, you think of Clara Danfo.
Yeah.
Is the presenter.
Cara, yes, sorry. Yeah, I work with the Cara. This is a Cara.
Cara Delevingne. Yeah. She's got... she was dubbed as the next Kate Moss.
Cara Delevingne.
Model then, maybe.
Model, yeah, absolutely.
Model, yeah. So she had a tough time
this weekend, didn't she?
Mm? What happened?
Well, she was on the... You know how all the celebs all sort of walk around and mill around the grid?
At the F1.
And the F1.
Yeah. It was Silverstone this weekend.
And it was Silverstone, British Grand Prix. She was on there. Martin Brundle, the Sky Sports presenter. Obviously, he's always with the mic looking for people who to chat to and everything. And he found Sam Ryder. Sam Ryder was like, oh my God, it gave so much insight into F1. And
so he's really into it.
Brad Pitt even spoke to him.
Everyone's kind of expecting the Sky Sports microphone in your mouth. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that happen.
Finally, get something in your mouth.
And he went over to old Cara and she was like, no. And like her PR man was like just telling her, obviously off camera, like, no, don't talk to him. And she just didn't talk.
She just said no straight away.
Yeah.
He didn't even ask her a question. He didn't get to go.
Come on, everyone talks to Sky Sports on the grid.
I actually think the rule is if you're there for the F1 and you're on the grid, you should speak to press.
The channels and press. Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of as an ambassador.
It's so rude.
Yeah.
That she just sort of blamed him. And well done on the presenter to go, well, I'm sure whatever she was going to say was not going to be interesting anyway.
Yeah,
like, and you know, got himself out of it. But I just thought, like,
not nice. Then now she really won't say anything next time as well.
Well, she's come out saying, oh, my PR man said, don't talk to him, don't speak.
Made you look like a right.
And you know what I've noticed? It's the jump jars of these celebs who basically ruin it for the celebs.
Yeah.
Too many jump jars and jellas who basically go, oh, you know what? Don't do this. Don't ask them this. And then when you actually get to them, they're absolutely fine.
Shall I give you two examples of that?
Yeah.
In Bollywood.
Yeah.
Ranbir Kapoor.
Yeah.
When we did I wanted to do this because he was doing Ye Jawani Hai Deewani, right? Yeah. Which is, this youth is crazy, right? Which is what it means. Yeah. So I thought, oh, let's do a youth is crazy game.
Yeah.
Let's get a balloon by our feet and pass it up our body.
I remember that.
You did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said,
no.
No.
His people, as in the people
his
said.
People said that. And they weren't even, sorry, I want to make this very clear. Yeah. They're not his people.
Yeah.
They're like agency people.
Yeah, they're nobodies. They're like,
so when he comes up, no. Let's not say that because they were the ones that bring the people to the show. They're not nobodies, but they don't, what I want to make clear is they're not reflective of him.
Him.
No, but nobody
he doesn't know about.
I meant nobody in the sense of like, you don't represent.
Yeah, but
his decision. Should.
No, but you know what it is? They're nervous, right? And they're thinking, Ranbir's over. We're taking care of his hotels and his cars. And we're taking him to there and make sure he's eating correctly. And
he doesn't want to play no silly game.
No, but they wouldn't have even asked him. They would have gone,
yeah.
They would have gone, no, just no.
Yeah,
don't mess around. Just ask the question, plug the film, go home.
Yeah.
It's missionary. Let's just do it missionary. No, don't try and mix it up. Let's not do different positions.
It's funny you said missionary because Mission Impossible, I had the same issue with Hayley Atwell, who's in Mission Impossible.
Right.
And again, I was chatting to the PR people, two of them, like late Thursday night because she was coming in on Friday.
This is what we're going to do.
And I was like, look, we just want to do a quick little thing. We just want to ask a quick look, these questions and everything. It's just like her first that she's experienced like different, like, you know, first time she went to see this film, first time she met Tom Cruise, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And but can you do it in this order? It has to be this. Come on, do this question, all of that. And then
see, that's different. They're now jobs worth. They're going, kind of, oh, great. If you're going to do this idea, we need to put our stamp on it.
But then when I met her, oh my God.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, this is so much fun. And you're like,
Same thing with Ranbir. I just sprung it on him. I went, oh, we got a balloon. We're going to do this thing. And he went, yeah, cool. And not only that, he was clever. He played up to it. If you watch the video, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He turns around. He does all this stuff. And the other one, the big one, was Amitabh Bachchan. Because I wanted to do that whole sidecar thing.
I remember that. I was with you.
And the drink glasses.
I was with you.
And they were like, oh, Mr. Bachchan, sir, no, you can't do this. You can't do that.
He did it.
Pretty respectable.
I went, okay, no problem. And I thought, and I turned to the producer of the night and I went, we'll just ask him. If he says no, then we'll edit that bit out.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he was like, absolutely, let's go. And not only that, he played up to it.
When Nadia Fakhri was doing all of that miming lip syncing?
She was bogling to us.
And she loved it. Never done anything
before
like that.
Before us, we got Omarion dancing to Bangra. You seen that video?
Yeah, that's you DJ.
That was me DJ.
And Omarion, if you look at
and he dressed up and everything as well. The PR was like, he's not doing that.
So a lot of these stars will do it, but it's got to be pitching them. And they also, if I'm honest, they got to feel safe. They got to feel like, oh, he's not going to take the mick out of us or make us look silly or whatever. But we will. But no, you're right. So sorry, my point is Cara Delevingne. Not playing along.
Didn't play along. I just found it.
You know what? Sorry, stop that. I'm gonna. This is like different. Maybe she doesn't know anything about F1. She's just there on the freebie. She's there going to pose for a few pictures, and she's thinking,
I didn't say that. Just say, you know what? I'm really not interested here. I'm a guest or somebody. I think people would appreciate that honesty. If I was there, I would have said the same.
Kedge would have been like, I'm here to see Damon Hill.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's about it.
He doesn't even.
To be fair, all I care about is who's going to crash before we get to the first turn. That's it.
I really like Damon Auburn.
Is
that another Damon?
No.
No, is that
Damon Hill.
I did meet once Pedro Diniz.
Who's that?
He's a racing car driver, apparently. And Mika Häkkinen.
Häkkinen, I remember.
When when I was on Blind Date as a contestant?
Yeah.
It was in Monaco. That's where our date went. That's where we went.
Oh, wow.
So, but me and the girl weren't getting on. We didn't not get on. There was no connection.
No.
If I'm honest, I don't think she liked me at all. But that's fine. But then she went out with like other men.
Mika Häkkinen.
Yeah, it was weird. She met some other men in the casino and went out. And I just went off for a little wander. Went to some bars. And I was sat there with Mika Häkkinen, who was buying me rum and cokes. And it was the navy rum, the dark rum.
That's a wicked date.
Yeah.
You did well.
But yeah, I'm not into Formula One. Actually, I do think there comes a point in your life where you don't get into new sports.
So far, you're not into Threads. You're not into F1.
No, I mean, clearly. And actually, if I was listening to this podcast and I saw in the description they're talking about Threads and Formula One, I'd go, nah, not for me. This episode.
Oh,
I'd skip it. I'm not into Formula One. I'm not into Threads. But I think you need to kind of get into sport. probably like food and drink and certain. No, maybe food and drink's different.
No, food and
but,
drink.
But you need to be into sports, I think, in your teens. If a sport doesn't get you in your teens.
No.
I don't think it's going to get
I've
you in
I've only
20s.
Got into F1 recently. And even then, like, I'm not a wild
new
follower.
To F1.
But I do like to kind of look at what's happening every
Since
few weeks.
Since you watched that show, isn't it?
Drive to Survive. Changed my life. Honestly.
I've met a lot of people who've got into F1 because they've watched this Drive
to
Survive
show. It is such a good show if you want to start watching. I had no interest in it, but it's just a well-made show and you're like, do you know, I want to follow this. Because the people in it are really good.
I don't think I've got into any sport in my later years. I think it was either from day one, like you said, early doors, and I never got into golf. And all my friends all love golf, and I don't.
Someone was actually talking to me on the weekend. Was like, "Oh, come on, Satch! Like, you know, I walk 7 miles because they know I love walking. So they're trying to give me the let's go for." I'm like, "Bruv, there is no way I would go golf.
Why do you want to walk 7 miles with a whole bunch of sticks on your back? Just walk 7 miles."
Exactly.
I've got to say though, Satch, they do say for golf you need good rhythm, and obviously you've been a DJ, you should be.
But do you know what?
Amazing.
It just doesn't interest me. I know. To hit a ball, go and find it, and then go and hit it again.
I know.
I think a lot of men do like it because you get away from the house and you're out for a while.
Yeah. Go for
a
walk.
Well, people in general.
But 6 hours. Like, you can't go for a 6 hour walk.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, but.
And in the States, by the way, there's loads of people play like husband and wives will play together. So it becomes like a couple's.
Right.
I could never imagine me and my wife on a golf course. We'll do Ben Nevis. We'll climb that. No worries, Bosh. Yeah. But not this. And actually, I suppose that's the most thing I've got into when I'm older. But no, you're right. I like basketball. I like watching big football matches, not any old football matches. Watching football, playing basketball. Yeah. Okay, maybe when the Olympics is on and they got
I'll
the
tell
curling.
You what I'm going
you think,
to.
Okay, I'll watch the curling because it's entertaining. Yeah.
I'll go into darts. But only for the because it's a spectacle element of it.
It's brilliant.
And since I've been, I kind of every now and then Christmas time, different. I do like watching it.
No, that's it. Because also really darts now, I think, isn't what darts was 20,
Correct.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's now live, people are getting smashed.
Yeah.
There's loads of noise.
Yeah,
it's
got I'd rather play darts than watch it.
Oh, okay. No, but
I think if we had a dartboard here, I think we'd all three of us would play.
Yeah.
Tommy, get a dartboard.
Oh,
bro, you got look at all this wool you got.
Oh, well, I'll get one. I'll put it next to the milk in the fridge. You can get the milk, play some darts by yourself as well.
No, you can get the dartboard.
See if you can find the milk in the fridge because there's none in there.
Yeah.
So you'll be just shooting darts.
I'm going to get you a dartboard and you can get faces printed.
Actually, I've got a dartboard.
Yeah.
I've got a spare dartboard. I'm keeping it.
No, see, look at that. Tommy, get a dartboard.
I'll bring it.
Let's just recap what happened there. You're really into darts. You've got a dartboard. Hey, Tommy, get a dartboard.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got a dartboard. I'm going to bring it over here and play it at your house. Why? Just play with your own dartboard at home.
He wants to make me out of your dart.
Take me to the darts. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll even drink beer. I'll even kind of go bring it. Right. That's the place to do it.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do it proper.
He wants to put holes in your ball.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but look at this wall. I mean, it's fine.
Straight into that copper pipe. Lovely.
No, that wall is empty. It's staying empty. There's nothing missing from that, and I'm moving
it on. There's no paint on it.
No,
so it's absolutely
and it doesn't
perfect.
Need paint. I'm going for the breeze block, exposed breeze block effect.
Yeah, no, it looks lovely.
Speaking of something going missing, because there's nothing on that wall and things disappearing and things like dartboards going missing.
Yeah.
People yesterday...
Went missing,
yeah.
Hey. Eh?
Yeah,
what?
Well,
that's a bit serious.
No, it's not really that serious. Well, maybe it might be. Who knows? I was in a stand-up show and I had my first ever walkout during my set. And I'm not a controversial comedian.
Controversial.
Tommy, where did you go with that?
Right. So my role, just you know, stand-up.
Who did you offend?
For those who
maybe
been to
they
a
were
show,
pregnant.
Okay. Well, explain, Kedge. There we go. Watch Kedge get himself in a whole lot of sex.
Maybe their waters broke. Was it a woman?
His name was Emma.
Okay, so maybe he had an
He
emergency.
Was there with his girlfriend. No, there was nothing like that.
Can you just think before you say something, Kedge?
No.
Well, he didn't reveal the gender, so I thought maybe.
Mouth,
I'm trying to help him not feel bad.
No, well, let me explain, and you can maybe work out whether I need to feel bad. I think you'll, at the end of it, you'll conclude that I probably don't.
Okay.
Even though my words did lead to them leaving, but how was I supposed to know? So, what happened?
Comedy night.
So I did actually over the weekend. I did Coventry on Saturday, Belgrade Theatre, and then we did Leeds, and then we did Manchester.
Yeah,
Manchester was brilliant. It was packed. This was where the incident happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's the second gig. So I do Leeds early show 6 to 8, bust out of there, burn down to Manchester, and do the next show later show. So we kick off the show, and the front row is empty because everyone's thought, oh no, comedians always pick
on the front
row. So they just sit in the second row. And I took the piss out of them. I went, you lot are idiots.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to pick on the second row now. But I don't really pick on rows like that. Yeah. We just chat to people,
yeah.
couples, relationships, who's doing what, who's out, birthdays. Yeah. And you find something to talk about. That's what it is. And I'm the compass. I'm the warm-up. I'm just chatting to the people. Then all of a sudden, somebody comes from the side of me. Mm. And just, this guy, Amma, which I found out his name was in a minute. And he just came and sat on the end of the empty row at the front.
Oh,
I went, oh, well done for sitting at the front, bro. Yeah. I said, well, he goes, oh, I've just come from up there. He's come from the upstairs balcony, but down. Mm. He goes, all right. I said, well, who are you here with? Because you're on your own. He goes, no, I'm here with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm here with someone upstairs. I went,
so why is she not down?
Right. Yeah. That's what I started probing. Why? And he goes, no, we are together. I went, have you had a row? No. Okay. And he's just giving me one word answer. I'm going, so he goes, I came to get a drink down here and now I'm just going to sit down here. I went, so she's up there and you're not.
But he just left her.
And I can see her. And I went, why don't you come down here? She goes, no, I'm all right here.
They've had a Barney.
Right. They've had a Barney or something.
They've had a Barney.
Right, and then all of a sudden, another couple comes and sits with her up there. I went, who are you lot now? Yeah. Right? And they went, we're her friends.
This is brilliant. I love this.
And I'm going, what? And I'm going, what's going on? Everyone's already giggling, love, because obviously it's throwing me off completely. Yeah. Not throwing me, like, I'm just going, son, I said, what's your, right? And
that's weird.
I went, and because he goes,
was it a little swinging party? Was it a swinging party?
No, it says comedy night, kids. See, I mean,
like them. Like, were they on a little swingers tour or something?
No, they weren't. Okay. Because that's what swingers
do. Why would you take it there, kids?
No, because he came down and another couple joined her.
They go on a swing. That's what all swingers. In case you're wondering when you can catch your next swingers tour, go to eventim.co.uk for tickets to the latest swingers tour. What?
What is he on about?
No.
Keep your fantasies to yourself.
They happen to bump into the friends, right?
Right.
And I said,
but he's sitting down here.
Yeah, I was going, we're all fine. I'm joking around with him. I'm going, Amma, hey, Amma, what time is it? And he goes, don't know. I went, it's Amma time. Do you want to do silly stuff like that? So then I start getting into the kind of relationship thing, why are you sitting separately and all that? And then we realized there's no, and I went, this doesn't make any sense. I don't know what's going on. I said, have you?
He's bugging you. I said,
have you argued? And he went, no. I went, then go back and sit with her. I said to her, and her name was Johanna. I went, Johanna, come down here. She goes, no.
Give me hope, Johanna. Please let me do
it. I did. Yeah, I did. Give me hope, Johanna.
Because that's what Amma wants, yes.
And then I went, oh, look at that. I said, there's some big muscly man talking to Johanna up there. Mm. Don't you want to feel the need to go up there and bring her back to you?
Yeah.
All right. And he sort of made a little of a weird face, right?
Oh.
It's all been weird. So I carry on.
That's my dad.
The break comes. right? Oh, no. And then I do it. And I went, Johanna. And then I kind of say, when I go on after the next comedian. So the comedian comes on. Yeah. I go on after the next comedian. I went,
still. Oh, so you carried this on?
Oh, yeah.
This has to be carried on.
Yeah. So
I suppose it does. Yeah.
So I come back and I go, Johanna.
This is good ammo.
So hang on a minute. You've done this. A comedian's come on, done his set, and everyone's had a giggle. And then you come back and he's still there by himself.
For more, part two.
And I'm going, what's going on?
Then you're asking for trouble.
Right, I'm going, well, Johanna, this is just weird. I said, you're here together. Yeah. There's only the two of you. Please come and sit together. She goes, no, like that. And I went, oh, I get it. Because I compared him to MC Hammer, you can't touch this.
Hey!
Got a little laugh. Actually got a round of applause, right?
That's really good.
Right? And then and I went, all right. And so it was all jovial like that.
Yeah.
But that was, and then the break came for half time, a little 15-minute break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came back, no Amma. I look up at the little balcony bit where Johanna was. I can see it. Yeah. No Johanna.
Oh. Johanna Bennett on her own event.
And then I went, what? I went, hold on. I went, have they moved? I'm looking around the event. I went, have they moved? Yeah. Right? And then a few of the people in the audience went, they've left. They've left.
Oh, so Johanna's left.
Johanna and Amma have left together at the halfway point.
Well, we don't know that.
What do you mean? We don't know.
As in they might have left separately as well.
Oh, yeah, they might have left separately. Mm. They might have triggered something.
They're gone.
But that's never happened to me. No one has ever walked out of my show. And it would have been.
I think they had a Barney.
And you think, but I must have highlighted it. But I would. You know what?
I think they've had an argument. Mm.
Seems like they've had a Barney.
And he's gone, you know what? I'm here to have a good night and laugh. And I'm just going to, go and get a drink. He's probably thought, I'm going to go and get a drink. I'm going to sit at the front. I don't care. And
Tommy just ruined his
life. No, but I didn't lane to him. I didn't give him a hard time. I didn't cuss him.
No, so far, what Tommy said,
he was trying to avoid all of that and just sit there and be entertained.
No, he would not have gone to the front row if you didn't want a little bit of attention.
But sometimes you don't know how serious the Barney was. If it was a big Barney and she's, maybe he's really looking forward to it and she's ruined his night, I'm guessing, or whatever. Or maybe he might have ruined her night and she was like, you know what, just get lost. I don't want to sit next to you. Go and find somewhere else. And he's thinking, the only other place I can go is at the front row. So maybe he was the one who was at fault. She's kicked him out, right? And then
you know what's so funny? I said to the audience, this is like a Netflix series. This and that's really exactly how I went, what happened?
What happened?
And everyone's going, we want season two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to know where Akbar Manchester and Anthony are. I need to know all of this.
Because and even now on my social media, on my Twitter, actually look on Twitter. You know the old the thing that used to be around before.
Oh yeah, that old thing. Yeah.
Someone's tweeted me and said, "Poor Amma" in the tweet. Like, oh, whatever happened to Amma? Because they're going and
this
I was like,
this is a Netflix show,
right? And I'm like, I don't know. Everyone wants season
and
two.
And Amma and Johanna as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. Whoa, combo. Yeah.
Amma, Johanna left the club. They just does it. So they're gone. So meaning that was a bit of a but. Genuinely, as much as I joked it off, and I even said on stage, oh, do I feel bad? No, not really.
No.
And I moved
on.
No,
that's,
but can I tell you something?
Nothing to feel bad
about. I did. I want you to know.
Why?
Because I'm sensitive, and I suddenly started thinking, what if they're going through something? And what if I trick, maybe someone's just cheating on someone, and then I'm making a joke about how she's up there with someone else. And then I know, and ultimately, all I want is people to have a good time. And I'm like, oh no.
No, but I think.
Well,
I
then
think,
sorry, I'm just, next time you go to a gig, just stand there and don't say anything.
What can you do? Check everyone's sort of mental state.
It's a comedy night.
Yeah, no. I think it's
you've got to be able to say kind of what you want, and they have to take it because they're the audience coming to
they're
pay.
Obviously having issues. Amarabai was obviously issue, he was projecting his own issues and you know, like, he wasn't playing
Amarabai.
And also, you know what it is? It's that it's when you, I don't know, but when you're with comedians, you've got to play with them because that's their job. It's okay.
What comedians you played with?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but let them take the mickey out of you and really.
He's there in bed with Ramesh Ranganathan, Paul Chowdhury.
I don't mind. I don't mind if a comedian is going to pick on me and go for it. It's okay because who cares?
Yeah,
it's a comedy night.
If you take yourself that seriously, honestly, don't stay in your
cage. That's the key thing. Yeah. Don't take it seriously.
Why are you letting
most people? 90% of people take, you know, are in good chest.
Do you know what? Just off kind of what you're saying there. It's the same as when someone comes to a club and it's the music policy is obviously R&B, hip hop, blah 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 blah. Can you play a Bhangra song? No, I can't.
But you're brown. But you're Asian.
No, but
have
I can't.
You got any Bhangra songs?
I can't play any Bhangra music. What don't you understand? It's not the music policy. I ain't gonna play no Bhangra. But we're gonna leave. Go on then.
Oh, you just tell him.
They drop down on you. We're gonna leave.
Yeah, like as if that's gonna affect me.
Yeah. Because I'm still playing.
How's
tunes.
That gonna
see?
How's that, I'm like, yeah, cool. Layers.
See, I would have found some dance remix of a Bhangra song and just let them have their little fix.
Why?
No, but Tommy's a crowd pleaser. Like.
Yeah, no, do you know what? Well, no, easier. I'm a crowd pleaser too, but I'm sorry, you've got to stick to the policy as well, yeah?
The policy, exactly.
I think you're more solid and more sure in yourself. Like, yeah, nah, like, I'm not doing it. And even actually...
And you know what? They come over and the problem is, to start with, there's no please or thank you. They're just very rude.
Yeah.
Play Bhangra. I'm like, who are you talking to, bruv?
Yeah.
No chance.
I think you need me as your.
And then they leave. And they're like, oh, we're leaving now. I'm like, bye.
Okay. See you later, mate.
Bye.
Hope you have a nice Uber ride.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did once? There was a bouncer standing next to me. I was like, can you take these outside? Because they want to leave.
Yeah.
And he took them outside.
Oh, brilliant. Sad. You are quite mean.
You have to, though. You have to. Do you know what? Like, you can't let
you know what? It depends what day it catches you on as well. Because if Sachin's having a proper impatient day, then.
Like today.
Like I said, since last Wednesday, I did a cabaret show at Bollywood Queen Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I went to the weekend, which is the concert.
Was it on the weekend?
It was. And it was getting quite confusing because in the WhatsApp group, I'm really looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, but like hanging out together or like, both. That became a thing. But then I went that Friday and then Saturday was Coventry and then Sunday, double gig.
How was the weekend?
Which one?
The gig.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm not into him. I'm going to just say that, right? Yeah. Darren,
you know,
mate,
a couple of tunes, though.
My mate Darren, housemate from university, bought the tickets
Starboy.
For me and Neil. Yeah.
Starboy,
even the Blinded by the Light. Right? Yeah. You know.
I think you put a video up and, bruv, the lights looked, the production, I just looked right. Oh, do you know what? I wasn't looking at you, I was looking in the background. I was like,
yeah. That's why amazing. I put it up. Because when I got there, I was like, holy crap, what have they created here?
Did you think, why can't we do something like this?
I said, why can't there be a Desi version of The Weeknd called The Weeknd? The Weeknd is bloody, it's not part of the bloody week. We don't chill out on the weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Full week.
So, yeah, just keep working. So they're set, firstly, on the stage. Oh, number one, it was at the London Stadium.
It was at West Ham.
So it was at West Ham Stadium. So yeah,
familiar.
I felt like, okay, good. And I was more, because I looked
at the layout. Any bubbles?
No, there was no bubbles whatsoever, right? But the set on stage was like the New York skyline mixed with the London skyline. I think there was St. Paul's Cathedral in there.
Okay.
And
from what I saw, it looked good.
That was the Taj Mahal.
Did you see it?
No,
I'm joking. It might be. It might have just done like skylines from all around the world because we were on one side. So there was, and it was huge. Mm. And it had a massive like catwalk.
Yeah.
And then they had all these dancing women which were like, they were in like full headscarf, face covering,
like a Rihanna vibe at the NFL,
but they came out like all solemn, and it was all very electric and futuristic and kind of experimental. And then you know what? Because you obviously, I'm looking at all these fans singing along to every word.
By
the way, his fan group is all like young girls.
He's had this second sort of wind and become really popular with the young generation.
Yeah.
Because I know Weeknd was, we kind of know the Weeknd, like you said, with the certain tunes and all of that. Yeah. But he's had this massive sort of second wind of just new followers. And he's young TikTokers.
And he's openly quite Michael Jackson esque.
Oh, yeah. Good mover.
A little bit of that comes through now and then. And his sound and all that. Mm. But like I said, I'm not into it. But it was just a spectacular for the eyes.
Yeah. That's it. That's what it's about.
The lights. And as it gets darker, it was a warm evening. Honestly, I had such a great time. So if anyone, and I got a few messages on social media, people that went to it.
Do you know what? I'm going to put out that. I saw videos from, I know quite a few people that went to the Weeknd. And I know quite a few people that went to Wireless as well.
Mm.
That concert looked better.
You know, it was a show and a half. That's all I'm saying.
That's
what
you wonder.
Hacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually thought, oh, it ain't going to sell.
So we had the Weeknd. The Weeknd in London, and then Satch brought us some news of somebody else in a foreign country.
This is exciting.
This is
big news. I thought Satch was winding us up.
No, it was a legit thing posted on this artist's Instagram page. Remember that social network you used to be on?
Instagram was still cool.
We're still friends.
So it was 50 Cent. And obviously, me and Tommy are going to concert.
Yeah, together, by the way. So don't feel
Let me know if there's a little freebie ticket going, but yeah.
There ain't, but okay.
We don't get everything for free.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and if 50 Cent was 50 rupees, then yeah, maybe we could get the tickets.
Yeah.
But we ain't going to get that.
Okay, fine. Just,
but
I mean,
50
just
Cent could be 50 rupees because he's just announced on his world tour, he's going to Mumbai.
That's just mad.
Unbelievable.
And you know what? Firstly, a lot of big artists are now going to India. We know that, right? Ed Sheeran's been, your DJ's in.
And you're going to, what's annoying me, we're going to see one photo of Karan Johar probably with his arm around him.
Yeah.
We're going to run through and sing, I know all your songs, man.
But this is 50. And I like 50 Cent. But the reason I'm going to his concert is I like him because I listen to the music when 21 Questions and all that whole album, Get Rich or Die Trying, came out. I was into it. I was DJing. I took that album with me as I drove across America.
It was a good album.
Yeah, so it's my soundtrack of Christmas. So I like him. I also like the way he's banged out loads of anthems. He was the man. I love the fact that he's now a business person. He's got his own products. He's entrepreneurial. So I think he's going for business reasons.
Is he
going
to tailor his show to...
Go on. What's the song? Go on.
Gandhi Shop.
Welcome to the Gandhi Shop.
Oh my God.
I love that.
No.
Oh my God. Is that
offensive? Is that going to upset people?
No. That's the Gandhi shop where you can buy all different types of sandals. I think
you lot as Hindus can laugh to that.
I'm not privileged enough to laugh to that.
No,
no, that's fine.
I don't have
fine.
Hindu privilege.
No. Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
You cannot turn Candy Shop into Gandhi Shop.
It rhymes.
That would be the feature.
No.
If we were on radio, we would be doing that.
If he was doing that. Punjab, it would be great if he went, then he bandy shop.
But that's what I mean.
Do your bandy shop.
That's what I love that.
See, that's all right. That's not offensive to anyone at all.
The Gandhi shop, I mean...
Could be, this is how we poo. This is how we do.
The Gandhi shop would just have all the Gandhi souvenirs in it. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all. You'd the spectacles, the dhoti, all of that. Salt crystals, they have all of that kind of stuff there. It'd be brilliant. The Gandhi shop is
brilliant.
People go to it.
So he's going to be there in November, by the way.
Yes.
I
think that's going to be incredible, by the way.
Yeah, it'll be a good show.
I'm massive.
Go on, tell me what you're thinking of.
No, because you lot always say that cricket stadiums smell over there. So bad. But you always said, so imagine what that's going to be like. Hip hop heads, all going. You're going to get every wannabe rapper, and there are a lot in India at the moment.
You know what I would really love, and I'm sure his team are on it. But if he brings out Divine, if there is a collab with Divine and 50 Cent, and I think it could happen. Is Nas and 50 Cent, are they close? Do they work together?
No,
do
I don't
I'm
think
sure they know each other. I'm sure Nas's people are going to be in touch with Divine's people going, this is the rapper.
It's get a New York one. Thing, so maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I think that's the one to look out for, and I think Divine will be all over that, and I think that would be brilliant.
Okay, bring it on. Oh, and by the way, this is his final tour, so if anyone is listening to this in India, go to it. Tell it. Represent the Brownload. Get your tickets. I'm going to go see him in Amsterdam. You're seeing him in...
Wembley.
And Kedge, when he comes to Ahmedabad, he's got to do the Modi Stadium.
He's got to do the Modi Stadium.
You know what? Modi, he could. Yeah, he could just go, listen, 50, you're coming. Come to my gaff.
I'll give you a discount. The size of the stadium, it's like over 100,000. Yeah. Right. 50 Cent's never done a stadium like that before.
No. And he will love it. And he can fly in celebs. He should do it. He should do it big. You know,
but
that's good.
I don't think, look, in Mumbai he'll sell, in Delhi he'll sell, in Ahmedabad, I'm sorry, Has 50 Cent got a collab with Falguni Padak?
No.
So they ain't going to work.
She's back again.
Yeah. I mean, look, rapping is big. It's always gone quite deep in the Gujarati veins. You know, it was all started off by Patel Rap. And I think that, you know, Gujarati is known worldwide for rapping. 50 Cent will jump on that. You never know.
Of course he will. Wasn't there a Magic Stick song?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
Magic Dunda.
Yeah, Magic Dandia.
I mean, Magic Dandia. Imagine Magic Dandia,
the Josh Stick, the Thunf.
Yeah,
the doof is on fire, and it is literally.
It is.
Sorry. Okay, good. There's potential there for 50 Cent. You know what?
I'm just saying, if we were on radio, we would have made this album, and it would have been there. The advert would have been there. Yeah. We've done it loads of times.
My mind is going. I'm picturing him coming out in a dhoti. I'm picturing him in a kurta pajama. I'm doing it all.
But he would do it all. Get rich or die trying
is a very desi phrase.
Oh, it's a desi motto.
That's what everyone desi's doing. That's good.
It's so desi, it's unbelievable.
Actually, talking about something that is also desi, that I actually felt non-desi. Let me change topic now, right?
Oh.
I felt like a bit of a fraudulent desi.
Oh.
I let down desi. I'm let down my people. I've let down my cooking skills. You know I love my food. You know I love making food.
Yeah.
And I make everything that I do make, like my lamb and my chickens and my paneers and my sags and my paronte. I can make quite a few things now. Like, you know.
You are a good chef.
No, I enjoy it though. I don't think I'm that good, but I just enjoy it. And I enjoy tweaking it a little bit every now and then, you know, making it myself.
Dabbling.
But I was in the desi shop. And I was getting my little, you know, mirch masalas and bits and bobs. And I saw the frozen paratha.
Oh, talking of which, I'm going to the desi shop. Do you need the achar?
How am I doing for the achar?
Just very quickly.
Probably good to get one because they last. Just get me a small one.
Okay, because I finished mine, so I'm surprised you haven't yet.
You know why? Because I just don't get to eat paronte.
Right.
And that's my Sunday. I know what I'll do, but when I do eat paronte, bruv, the amount of your achar that I eat, my mouth filled with water now.
Wow.
Thinking about it, I get through about, you know, like one of those little like triangles of the umbra that achar. I don't know, they're sort of triangle shape, aren't they?
Yeah.
Rounded triangle.
Yeah.
Four of them. With two pieces of mango.
Two
pieces of mango with one paronta. And a bit of the CD, sub G sort of.
Don't know what you're
saucy
on about.
Bit.
But okay.
Oh, bro, it's delicious.
You done with your shopping?
We're done with the shopping. Yeah, let's crack on.
Okay.
Milk on there. Kedge, can you pick up the milk?
Yeah, duds. All types of duds. Yeah, exactly. Milk me. I bought frozen paratha.
Oh.
And I've never bought
that's
them.
That's not a sellout.
Well.
I'm sorry. Tommy, that's a bit sad.
For me, what?
I'm sad for you.
Why?
Because you're not that guy.
No, I'm not.
When you make pizza, hang on. When you make pizza,
from scratch,
you make it from scratch. And do you know what? I love that about you.
Yeah, and I tell you what,
you're an original guy.
Why are you looking down on people who buy frozen paratha?
That means he's a frozen paratha guy.
I've been on the frozen paratha trend for a while.
I'm surprised that you are.
No, that don't surprise me Kedge is a wham bam kind of fella. He's just at the freezer.
I'll be honest with you, because I'd rather spend the time making a decent paneer curry and then just get the wham bam paratha.
No, you've got to do both.
Because I'll tell you something, and you know, we're not sponsored by them, but I'm going to say, Shana paratha, it's banging, bro.
Oh, these ones are prime, something prime.
Oh, I don't know about Shana with the original.
They come from Amazon.
Yeah, maybe. Or KSI.
Prime parathas. Sounds like it's a transformer. But,
yeah, yeah.
Prime paratas. Shana paratha. Oh, flaky, crispy, beautiful.
Okay.
Layered, like it's like a lacha paratha.
Okay, but this one,
I'll be honest, I wouldn't go anywhere else with any other brand.
Okay,
I did try another brand once, and it was terrible.
Okay, this one, as I was making them, firstly, I took it out, and it was a pack of 20, and I'm like, oh, are these going to defrost? Oh, do I need to defrost them?
Rock hard, mate. It's like a popper.
But you put them on the tava.
Oh, bang, straight.
But the problem there is my tava is slightly dipped.
So the middle of it doesn't touch the
dabba. No, you need to push
it
down.
No, but then it drops in.
Yeah, and then drops in. But then that bit is a little bit behind the outside bit. Does that make sense?
You need a flat dabba, Tommy.
Yeah, I don't have a flat dabba.
How do you not have a flat dabba?
No, it's got ever so slight.
I know what you mean, but you got to have a flat one.
But a flat one doesn't feel like a dabba. A flat one feels like a frying pan.
Stick in the frying pan then.
Maybe then. No, maybe that's what I need to do.
But, you can do it in a frying pan.
Yeah.
You can. But I've got a dabba, which obviously doesn't have like the edges curling up. Flat. And it's flat.
Okay.
I think you need to get one of them.
Fine. I think you need to get. So there was a little bit of an issue there. But I got my porner. I got my thing, the little cloth.
Yeah.
And I dabbed it down in the middle to make that bit touch. Eventually, when it did soften up. Right. So I kind of gave that a little bit more of a, when you.
So the tekkers is you just get like a, what do you call it, like a spatula?
Davito.
Davito, yeah. Oh, yeah, do you remember that song? And then you just have to. The more you push down, it will rise up.
Right, and this one did. It fluffed up. So it puffed up. So it cooled in the middle. And the acid test was, because my kids, who I gave them to, Milo and Logan, love my mum's pronte.
Right.
They even know mine. They know mine ain't that good. So I gave them one each. I didn't say anything. That's frozen, nothing like that.
Yeah.
And I went, how's the pronte? I went, yeah, good. And I carried on eating it. They didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So I think I ever suspect it was mine.
And you've only entered at level 3. Division 3 for pronte.
Maybe. Wait till you get the Shana ones.
Wait till you get the Premier League Shana ones.
Right. But I did feel like they weren't. I just felt like it wasn't right.
Yeah, no. Mate, do you know what? I'm telling you now. It's not the same as when you make it.
I had one today just with the address. My God.
When I have that, I compare it to the real thing, and it doesn't satisfy
me. There is no comparison.
You can't compare it.
It's like if I said.
See, Kedge has now got to a point where he's just happy with that trash.
Yeah.
No. I obviously, if someone would make me fresh pronte, I'd absolutely eat it. But I don't.
But it ain't hard to do.
It's not hard to do.
No. But the prep and all of that, it just takes a little bit of prep.
I do my atta the day before because.
That's the problem. That's wham bam, I told you. He just wants it out of the freezer and bang, that's it.
Certain thing. I'd rather spend the love and the time on making the paneer than on.
But then you're just doing a half job.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do it properly, innit?
So would you buy? Like in that little desi halal frozen section of Sainsbury's, Tesco's, wherever?
Yeah.
Would you buy their frozen samosa from there?
No, I've got I've got a special place where I go for the veggie samosa.
Like a samosa lady.
She's not samosa. No, this is a shop. But it's a Gujarati shop that sells frozen spring rolls, samosa, all of that.
Yeah.
And I've tested them. They've been road tested. And these ones are
delicious.
Good.
Yeah. It's like we've got...
Because they've got vegetables in it, fresh vegetables, and it tastes beautiful.
And there is a difference. And I don't mad about it. Like with Punjabi ones and Gujarati ones.
Oh, yeah. There's a different type of samosa.
And even like then your Pakistani Punjabi ones are slightly more kind of flaky and crispier.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if I'm honest, your Indian Punjabi ones can be a little bit stodgy on the pastry. I don't like that thick. But I like the flaky, fluffy ones.
Yeah.
So then I saw on TikTok, by the way, I go on TikTok every week, that someone said, cut your paratha in half, the frozen one.
Yeah.
Let it defrost, cut it in half. And then you take that half, make a little cone out of it, fill it with your aloo filling, and fry that.
No.
Comes out like a banging samosa.
No.
It's crispy, it's flaky.
How do you close it?
You've got a circle, you cut into a half, a half face, semicircle. Yeah, so then you turn it a little bit into a cone, then you fill it, and then you just pinch it shut.
Oh, I see. So it looks like a cone kind of shape.
Yeah, and then you fill it.
Like with an empanada.
Basically.
But you have to cook the... It has to be pretty cooked, the paratha, inside out. Like both sides.
No, then you deep fry it. You just deep fry the whole thing.
So you've made
your peas, got your chili.
Yeah, but you take the paratha out of the freezer and
cook
it. Let it defrost.
Let it defrost. Yeah, so it's a little bit floppy.
And then fry it.
And they said use that, and they went...
I didn't know you can fry those.
Well, I didn't know either until TikTok. I've not tried it. Because I'm not a fan of that, but I'm just saying it's there. So that's how flaky.
Do you know what? But again,
it is.
As you said there, bruv, nothing beats a homemade samosa.
Yeah.
Can't compare.
But what I would say, samosa shop ladies, I know they are always ladies. So I don't know about samosa man.
I'm going to be the samosa man once I retire. I'm going to be the samosa man.
Do your garage rave, start metaverse. All the things you're going to do, and then come around to starting your samosa man. When you're that. Those homemade style ones are fantastic as well. Mm. In general, if it's fresh out, if it's freshly made and it's straight out the fryer.
Yeah, bangers.
Emily or mint?
No.
What?
Neither.
Really?
What are you going with then?
I like a little mix.
I like either a green mint coriander chutney.
That's also good.
Or a red tomato chutney or spicy one.
But isn't that just food colouring though? Because what is that?
No, it's made from butters.
No, I like Imoli. Imoli and a samosa. That's a treat.
I think it has to be green, like you're getting mint.
Not mint though.
Yeah.
Coriander.
I'll be honest. But
if you have a lamb samosa with mint chutney.
See, I hardly ever.
My weakness is just with ketchup. Samosa with ketchup is just good. Is incredible.
Right.
About mango chutney?
Shut up. Gima samosa. I was talking to someone else. Actually, it was Agora. And he was saying, he goes, mate, I had my first ever meat samosa. Oh my God. Like, because he's only ever a veg all his life. And I know you're not into gima and all that. But they are, when they're done fresh and hot.
I think it's just the wrapping, isn't it? I think you put anything in there.
You can put anything in the samosa and we'll probably smash it.
Yeah. Even those pizza ones that you get or chocolate ones that you get are quite
pizza
nice.
Ones are good.
Yeah, the dessert ones.
They're okay.
But and you got to eat them hot.
You get them a lot in the cinemas in India.
Yeah.
They do that. And I didn't get any samosas when I went to the cinema just recently because I went to watch Indiana Jones.
Oh!
The Dial of Destiny, the new one.
Yeah.
Surely in your area you didn't get any samosas?
No, because I went to the Watford IMAX.
Oh, okay.
And so they don't have that. No. But
not a little Wembley?
No.
Safari cinema?
No. The safari days are gone. Long gone now, mate. But that's all shut down.
Can we just do it at the top? Because I want to... This is important. Indiana Jones excites me. The fact that the film is out, I'm really looking forward to it.
I was so excited.
I would want to take my mum and dad to this film.
Yeah.
Oh. And Mission Impossible as well, because that's coming out today. Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
So you've seen Indiana Jones?
I've seen Indiana Jones.
Please don't spoil any part of it for me.
No.
But tell me, is it worthwhile going to see? Am I going to enjoy it?
Yes.
Has it still got the magic of before? Is it still Spielberg?
And George Lucas.
Oh, yeah, combo.
Because obviously Disney and all of that.
What a combo. Wormy.
That is a combo.
Who is that? The combo equivalent of singers or rappers or anything else?
That's like Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan.
Okay, singers and rappers there. Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan. Do you know what I mean? One of these kids is
Michael
doing
Jackson and Prince.
Michael Jackson and Prince. There you go.
Tupac and Biggie.
Right.
Yes.
I'll go with that one.
Yes.
Right. It's Salman
Messi and Ronaldo.
And Shahrukh. Messi and Ronaldo. Right. Yeah. They're together.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So they're directing it. What's it like?
It's really good. I mean, the opening 20 minutes of that film. I'm not going to say what it's about, but the opening 20 minutes, you know, like it just takes you in. It's brilliant. It's nostalgic. There's some brilliant nods to the previous films. There's some funny lines that, you know, if you're a fan of Indiana Jones, you will absolutely love this. Because the last one, the one with the aliens and all of that weirdness that happened,
that
was terrible and pathetic. And you kind of felt a little bit let down by it. That was 2008. But thank God they brought this one back. This gives it a proper ending. I think fans are happy. It's Indiana Jones at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the reality is slightly stretched, like it was in The Last Crusade and Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, you know. But this one is believable. It's okay. It's a little bit far-fetched towards the end, but I think it ends nicely. And Indiana Jones, and, you know, hearing the music, and the dopey and the whip and all. And there's some couple of people. No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay. So, did you watch it on... Where did you watch it?
IMAX.
Is that the way to go?
Is it
heightened it?
The sound, it's incredible.
I'm going to tell my parents.
One for the parents.
Yeah, they would love that.
Simple story.
And on that note, what are you trying to say? My parents simple.
I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, like, these things can be a little bit complicated, back and forth, and all of that kind of stuff.
Because we're Punjabis. We're farmers, you and your simple life. If it's not, has it got a bali bali dance number in it, Kedge?
You know
how we like a.
No, it's just a nice, it's a good story. Yeah.
Wholesome entertainment.
Yeah, because normally I feel like my dad's going to ask me questions like, what happened there? He didn't.
It's good. It's good.
A lot of laughing moments.
Yeah. Good for the simple Sandus. Yep, that's what he said.
Simple Sandu.
We love Indiana Jones.
Simon Sandu.
He's not Indian though.
No. Take Simon.
Well, I will take him to that.
By the way, no, I'm not interested whatsoever in Indiana Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never seen
it. He missed that era of Indiana Jones.
Oh, it was too late.
Oh, okay, so hold a minute. Quick question back to you then, Kej. Do you have to be a part of that era to enjoy it? Or can you just be somebody
I think you've got to be an Indiana Jones fan.
Because for me...
I think if you go in fresh... I think you're going to be like, what is this?
Whereas Mission Impossible, I'm all over that.
Oh, brilliant.
I'd love to see that.
Okay.
Mission Impossible.
And again, my parents have watched every Mission Impossible. I don't think I have.
I have.
I think I've
missed, so
I've,
good.
I've yeah. missed the odd one here.
I used
and there.
To watch Mission Impossible, the series that used to come on the telly. Back
oh,
in the
man.
Day.
You know, it's.
That was brilliant.
As a plot, as a script, as a film, they're so good. They're so brilliant. Oh, when I watch them, I think, this is very clever. It's great.
Yeah, it's clever.
And this one is the new one. Well, I don't know
part one of two films.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so the next ones are releasing next year, summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, never knew that.
So, okay, so this week,
two to look
I want to watch both of them. Mission Impossible and Indiana Jones World War II. Anything you have watched?
And on top of that, I've been watching the new Idris Elba show on Apple TV.
Oh,
Hijack.
I've seen it.
If you're going to fly, don't watch it. But if you're not flying soon, then watch it. It's brilliant.
Is someone Asian in that? Is Archie Punjabi?
Oh my God. Archie Punjabi.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. Sure, Archie Punjabi has been, can I just say, Archie Punjabi has been in a lot of things recently that I've watched, and she's gone under the radar. I don't think people have beaten her up, but she has been in some mainstream stuff, and she is brilliant. She's really come into her own all of a sudden. Do you know what I mean? She's, again, someone else who's found a second gusto of life. She's killing it.
Now, and you know I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. But you know, I want to say, I've always thought, genuinely, that she was a good actress.
Oh, yeah.
She's good. She didn't like, you know, I won't name names. You know, some of the others of the films that she's been in, or like even the Desi actresses, or whatever. But there was something different about her. There was like a, like Perminder Nagra as well, who went on, you know, there was like, oh, you're really good. You've actually, you're an artist.
Yeah.
Riz Ahmed.
And your time will come. And I think her time is now.
I'm so glad to hear that she's good in this as well.
If anyone else is watching it, watch episode 2. Because obviously, you know, you get like all the different shots of all the people on this plane. And all of a sudden, there's a sing.
Oh, is it? Right? Yeah.
I'm like, he looks familiar.
Oh, okay.
Who is he?
You know who he is?
Who? Go on.
You know Madhu Singh?
No. Oh, yeah, from
are you sure it's him?
Bruv, is Madhu, I've paused it, I've looked at it, and I tried to find him on Twitter. He's not on Twitter. He's not on Twitter.
Are you sure?
It's Madhu Singh. He's there. He was so, it's so close to him speaking, but he doesn't speak. Not yet anyway, but I don't know, as it evolves, maybe he's got an important part in it.
But if you've got that wrong.
He's sitting next to one of the ladies who's quite important, and he was like, oh my God, so I was going to message Moods going, Madhu Singh's in the new Hijack series.
I just saw him a couple of
years ago. He's in EastEnders though, that's what I mean. So it's a bit...
He's in EastEnders.
All the time you see him.
As a background person.
Yeah, he's just walking around, but it's him.
Okay. Oh, so it's definitely him in this as well.
That's how you build up your acting credits and all that. So good on him. Now, I want to see that. Anything else you've seen?
And the only other thing is I saw a bit of an old film because it was recommended to me by a lot of people saying, okay, you love your horror films, well, make sure you watch it. It's called Midsommar from 2019. It's an A24 film. They make brilliant films.
A24, what's that?
It's a film house and they make some brilliant films. And
shut
you know
up.
What? It was about
shut
2 hours.
No, that's it. That's all you need to know.
It was from
A24 who make brilliant. No, okay, no, hold on. No, hang on. Let's call it out. What else have they made? Google it.
No, tell me.
They make brilliant films, A24.
I think they've
You're
made...
You're so full of...
No, A24 have made loads of films, but I can't think of any at the moment. But I've seen many films from A24.
See, Steven Spielberg makes great films. If I said that, that makes sense, right? He made E.T.
No, A24 made brilliant films. Like, I think they made
I'm embarrassed.
They're so good. I think they made what? What was the other horror film that you really into?
They make some really good
films. Don't, honestly, please just stop. It's horrible.
It's called... It's basically this horror film where this woman... This man was giving this... It gives birth to this other, like another.
It sounds like some other kind of film, mate.
This sounds great.
It was
great.
Really messed up.
God,
film.
Let me just follow A24 now on Threads just to make sure.
People will know.
I'm going to.
Film buffs will know.
I'm going to meet up with the A24 lot of the Formula One.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Is when these people, like these Bollywood critic people, say, oh, it came from a Karan Johar film house or something.
Yeah.
Bro, shut up. I don't care.
Who cares? Is it good?
Is it good? Did it? Good? Give me a review.
The review was, it was 2 hours, 50 minutes. Slow.
Oh man! And
honestly, it was not scary.
But the film house makes
the film house
makes quality film. Really, and honestly, you just called it shit.
They're a lovely company with a wonderful ethos. You know, all that.
They make great films, but this one they flopped.
Why do people talk?
They make great films.
Okay, flop. So Hijack worth seeing.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible we want to see.
Yeah.
You've seen Indiana Jones. You give that the thumbs up.
Defo.
As well.
Defo.
And A23 takes you to Brighton.
Yeah. Exactly. M24 doesn't exist. The thing that I watched, actually, and it was only today on the way back, and I haven't finished all of it, on the way back from Birmingham, because I stayed over at my in-laws after my Manchester gig last night, and I watched the Wham documentary.
Yes! I watched it.
Wham.
I watched it last night.
Satch, hold on, let me, before we get into the documentary, that's before your time, like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but music lives on, doesn't it?
Wow, good.
Music is always there.
And You were born what year, Satch? Remind me.
87.
Wham had, I think, that, according to the documentary, they did first number one in 83.
Yeah.
You know, even by the time you're 10, Wham had been going 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know what I mean? So,
But you got to understand that even when I was 4, 5, 6, 7, you're hearing music from Wham.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wake me up before you go.
Wake me up before you go. I remember hearing
They're just they're just songs that are in everyone's childhood from that.
Have you seen it, Kedge?
I haven't, but it's something
you would love it. And I'm telling you that, knowing you.
They're from your friends. How long is it?
No, oh, is it part of a series?
Hour and a half.
Oh, is it just a one-off? One thing, okay. So I'm about an hour into it because I watch it on the train.
Oh, so it's just 1 hour and a half. That's it.
But you know what you'll love about it, Kedge, and if you're into this kind of stuff, is firstly, you're right. We only see the band side. We only see the songs, them on TV. But then it's always good to know what was really going on behind the scenes, the difficulties they face. What I loved, can I go first?
Cool.
A couple of things. There's only a couple of things that really stood out for me as like a wow moment. And that was George Michael joined Andrew Ridgeley's school. Bushy School near you it is.
Yeah.
Are they kind of local heroes?
Yeah. There's a nice little mural, actually. You'll see if you go for a bit of a walk in Watford, and it's like in a tunnel. It's a really nice sort of mural of
them. Okay, ain't that weird that they're from there and so is Elton John? Obviously, he's a Watford boy.
And Riz Ahmed.
Same piano teacher, Riz Ahmed, Kedge. Same
musical
school.
People. And you play the harmonium?
Harmonium, yeah. The musical genius, as we discovered in lockdown.
It's a talent hotbed of Northwest
All the big musicians.
But what happens? He comes in, Georgio. I don't know how to say his name exactly. It's the his Greek name.
They call him Yog.
Yeah, because it's Yogio. I think it's pronounced like that. Okay. And he comes in and he says, and they went, oh, who's going to look after the new kid?
Right.
And Andrew Ridgeley put his hand up.
Oh.
Now, had Andrew Ridgeley not put his hand up, had he not been there that day,
never would have happened.
Like, I don't know. You know, I'm a big believer in fate and destiny. And I think, well, what would have happened? What, no Wham?
Can you imagine?
Right. And then also, they were in another band. They started making, ska music? That other stuff.
Yeah,
music,
it was ska.
Right? You know, that kind of madness style music.
Yeah.
And that didn't work. And then it was George who was the songwriter and all that happened. And George was Andrew was going out with Shirley.
Yeah.
And they had another girl who was like,
Pepsi.
But they brought Pepsi
in.
And actually, it was another black girl and then replaced with another black girl, kind of maybe to keep the consistency. But they just worked. They only brought in the girls because they were copying Human League.
Yeah.
Who had the girl. Yeah. So it's a little bit of copying, a little bit of pop, a little bit of this. And they were getting labeled as something they didn't want to be there.
And doing the dance routines, they talk about that.
But also George Michael
on top of the pops.
Was a in his own words a fat kid and therefore was really quite shy. But then all of a sudden he's got his sex symbol.
He got into it.
And actually, I've only known them as being like heartthrobs because my sisters loved them. Right, and you see the poster from Just 17 from Jackie magazine and all that. You know, my sister. But it was just amazing like how things unravel, the fate element. And I just think it was a good story. So if you're into that Wham era, do it. Watch it.
And this bit of an early thing you learned, the saxophone on Careless Whisper.
Go on, tell them what the story is.
They had 10 different sax players do that.
Not
and they
right.
were like, no.
Not right.
No.
Not
no.
right.
Really?
So imagine if they... And that song was recorded in a studio in America. In the same studio as Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, where she sang R.S.B.C.T.
The people who oversaw the production of Ray Charles, like, you know, whatever, song, When a Man Loves a Woman, and when Aretha Franklin did R.E.S.P.C.T.
Wow.
And the guy who was engineering, the guy who was producing George
that
Michael,
song. Yeah, yeah.
He went, hey, George, just to let you know, that's where Aretha Franklin's at. And was like messing with his head. That's where Marvin Gaye stood.
Yeah,
and he's going, oh, crap, man. Like, because he's nervous and all that. And he's thinking, what am I doing here? That imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And then they recorded the song. And he came away and he went, despite it being like, hey, you're lucky to be here. And he went, no, it's not right. Then he came back. They redid it again. On like a basic level. But they went through 10 different... And it's just, look, stories like that make me realize you got to go with your heart.
It's incredible.
They were being themselves. Yeah. They weren't trying to be anyone else. They were taking elements for other people. But I thought rated. So it's a good...
A really good watch.
I promise you. You more so than me and Saturday.
And the reason I'm going to watch it is because I've been lucky to speak to Andrew Ridgeley. You hear so many stories from him. And, you know, like I said, it is fascinating. Like them talking about, you know, the last time they performed as Wham. I don't know if they...
At Wembley.
Wembley.
That's the end of the show. It's really good.
It's an incredible story.
Really
good.
The other thing that I watched, and again, you know, every time I watch this, and I think this more so because it kind of copies A League of Their Own, but is the overlap with Roy Keane,
Gary Neville,
and Jamie Carragher. Because you kind of see them, we know them as pundits. When you watch TV and football, you always see them, you know, in a suit. But it's just three lads hanging out. And honestly... It just reminds me
of that. I've seen clips of it.
It's so good.
And Gary Neville's so hilarious.
They're swearing in it. They're just open. They're just themselves. And I'm just like, do you know what? It's really good to watch.
We don't swear though.
That's brilliant. It's
weird. Nah.
Two of us don't.
With the veggie
one of us do.
Yeah. We hit cut.
That's definitely worth watching. I think you can watch all the episodes on Sky now. But the other thing that I listened to, and I think, Tommy, you're going to love this.
Go on.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
The episode with Ice Cube.
Oh, is that a new one?
Oh my, please. It's funny,
Chris Evans told me to listen to that.
Both of you.
He goes, it's incredible what he's doing and how much of a businessman he is.
Yeah. It is so good. I think it's one of the best
I've heard as well, by the way. It's his wife who's the brains behind him because his wife
is. Is this the fellow who's got the kids program?
Huh?
What? Ice Cube.
Oh, actually, no, sorry. I've actually, as soon as you, now you just double confused. We've done a double. I'm picturing Ice-T, but you're going Ice Cube. Okay.
So you who's the rapper who does the voices for children's shows?
Oh, no, he didn't do voice. No, he does. He's done a nursery rhyme. He's like, listen, mother. You know, he does all that.
No. He's basically, if you listen to the podcast, he's obviously, he's a gangster rapper. It was in NWA, all the beef with the cops and all of this kind of stuff. But then he made films that were sort of PG, like, you know, for kids.
He did Ride Along.
Ride Along. And Are We There Yet? And stuff like that. And Barbershop. Then he done Friday and all this. But bruv, you need to listen. It's so good, this podcast.
Brilliant.
Right. Definitely go. If there's one thing you do this week, go and listen to that.
Love it. Right, what have we learned? What wisdom are we sharing with the masses?
Can I go first?
Yeah, please.
The thing I learned, and do you know what? Like, honestly, I'm surprised I didn't know this. Twix.
Yeah?
What does this stand for?
Oh, okay. I know. No, sorry. I was going to do something just before we get into that.
What do you mean, what does it stand for? It's not like T-W-I-X.
So it's...
Well, it might be. But hold on. There was another fact about Twix, about the biscuit.
Yeah, about the left and the right.
Yeah.
One was being smothered. We've done this before.
Yeah, no. That's what I thought you were going to say. Like but no. But Twix, what does it stand for? So is it a snack for twats? and therefore, it's a twix. No, that'd be a twax. No, I don't know.
Go on.
Totally. Is it like that? Is it like
they tweeted this? Twix tweeted this.
Is it a T? Is it a T? W? The I and the X?
Twin.
So is it like a
twin?
Oh, he's along. Twin? He's along the. He's along the.
But the what's the X then?
I don't know. Go on.
Twin sticks.
Oh,
Twix.
Twin sticks. How have we not twin known sticks. That?
All these years.
Twin sticks.
All
Twix.
These
and
years.
And they just came up with Twix. So basic.
Twin.
So
sticks.
We should
Let's
know that.
Call it Twix.
We should know that.
Everyone should know that. Well done, Satch.
Twin sticks. Twix. I never knew that.
My one isn't a proper one, so I'm going to go next. Because I'm hoping you got a proper fact.
Okay.
This is something I heard on the weekend. It was more of a term that I heard from a youngster in the front. Again,
at the concert?
At the gig.
You're confusing me now.
At the comedy.
Yeah, go on. Oh.
So I'm talking to the people at the front and there's
not
three...
the weekend concert.
No, not the weekend concert. Okay. I heard it at the weekend.
Okay, yeah.
At a stand-up show. At a stand-up show. This is in Leeds on Sunday night. And there was a guy in the front row who's a student and he's got a girlfriend. His other two mates, who I took the mick out of, didn't have girlfriends. But he has a girlfriend and it turned out his mate watches him with the girlfriend. I don't know. Some weird stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But I said, how did you and her get it on? Mm. Like, get together? And he said, it was flatcest. I said, you what? He goes, flatcest. I said, what's that? He goes, that's when you flat share with someone, you get it on with them.
Oh.
So I learned a new term. And I went, is that
it
a thing?
It almost sounds wrong,
but it's a student thing.
Flatcest.
When they get it, if you get it on with a housemate, flatcest. New term. I'm down with the kids. Tommy Sandu available for events with 18 to 24 year olds.
Okay, so I've got basically.
I'm flatcest. It's a thing.
I've got the facts, and I found out the world's biggest eaters in the world.
Oh. What do you mean, like nation-wise?
Nation, which country eats the most calories per day?
Meal. Can we do it?
We can do a family
America.
Fortune's top five.
America?
Yeah, America's got to be number one.
America goes in at number two.
Ooh.
At 3,868 calories a day.
Just to point out, men should have what, 2,000, they say?
And women, the recommended 2,500, daily thing is for men to have 2,000,
I mean, it depends on how active
men
you are.
Men and women, so men 2,500, women 2,000.
2,000, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so there's someone bigger, and you will never get this. I reckon you lose all three lives, and you'll never guess.
Yeah, but okay, is it like... But just by sheer numbers, is it China? Because
it's not. I'm just looking at diet.
Go for China diet, exactly. Absolutely, quite you're on the right. You've got to go for diet. Who eats more calories than the Americans?
Okay, than South Americans because they're cheese. Everything's cheese and fried.
We've got to give a country, bro.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, is it a South American country? Like, I'm trying to narrow it down. So I want to say, because I want to go Mexico or Brazil.
I think it's
fried.
Healthy. No, but they're healthy.
Mexico or Brazil are not in the top 15.
No, I don't think they would be.
Calories. I picture the Aussies.
Go on, give me some other countries.
The Aussies and
you're
stuff.
You're gonna go top five.
Okay. The problem with really hot countries is you don't want to eat that much, so it shouldn't be a really hot country.
Is the UK on there?
UK was 26.
Okay.
at 3,422.
Oh, so it's close at the top. The first, the top, the top ones are all. We would eat a lot. Okay.
Just to let you know, India.
Yeah.
Came 136 with 2,569. That's a lot of food they're consuming in that country.
No, it's not 100.
Well, 2,500. I mean, bearing in mind there's 1. Whatever, how many billion people? There's a lot of people in that country. Mm. They managed to find that much food. That's
oh, you mean that many? Yeah. Maybe that's why it's only 2,500 and not 3,500 or 4,000.
Go on. Any other guess? Any other guesses? Should I just reveal it all?
Germany.
Germany makes it as number 7, 3,647.
Nah, it's going to be somewhere. Okay, what is it? A country that would need to eat that many calories? Maybe it's cold.
I was surprised this was number one.
Go on, just tell us.
Bahrain.
Oh,
4,012 average per person.
That's Saudi Bahrain, but like
no, Bahrain's its own country. Kingdom of Bahrain.
Yeah, the Kingdom of Bahrain. Then USA. Then Ireland.
Oh,
Ireland 3,850. Belgium number 4 and Turkey at 5. Wow. Germany, a 7. You would have thought Germans were a bit healthier, but they're obviously not. Qatar's in at number 9.
Yeah, Qatar is very
But you know what I can imagine about, you know, France, your Bahrain, 11. Saudi, Qatar, is that they would have lavish meals. Yeah. That's why it'd be like lamb and nice rich sauces and things like
China, that. China, 35, 3,378. You would have thought Chinese people are hardly doing that much calories.
Oh, 3,500.
3,500.
Where are they in the list though? What number?
China,
35th. 35th, right.
So, like, you know, India, 136th.
It's good. It's good in a way. It's good. Well,
give us the top five again.
The top five was Bahrain, United USA. States, Ireland, Belgium, and Turkey.
Belgium. I don't think we would have got any of them.
Tom. Beer might make a difference for calories. So, Belgium.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
and Irish as well. But Guinness.
Yeah, but Bahrain. Majority of them probably not going to drink it.
Exactly.
So that's I know over there they've got every food chain from around the
world.
Maybe.
The food is good.
4,000.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if you can. In any non-drinking country, the food is phenomenal. Because you can't hide behind the drink. Right. I mean? So when you go to the UAE,
gotta be good.
The food's got to be good. Everyone's tasting everything. That's why I think Pakistanis make the best food, mainly Muslims. And it's like, so that's the style I cook. Oh, I went to Lahore's in Mylen the other day as well.
How was it?
Fantastic. Lamb chops, kebabs, naan, garai chicken, raita. And you know when you take along people as well who hadn't been, I took Neil and Darren who took me to the weekend concert.
Yeah.
So I was like, right. Well,
you went concert and then you went there?
Oh, yeah. Bro.
That's a boom night.
That was a great, and it was a warm night. Mm.
That's the weekend.
Oh, man.
Do you know what? I used to go East, because obviously I still think that's one of the best, you get the best food down this end. Yeah?
Oh, really? Because I'm a bit jealous of West London.
Yeah,
the Midlands.
West, I say West and East,
and
you
Bradford
can't go wrong.
And Leeds. Yeah.
In South, there's nothing. But now there is one place in Tooton and the food's incredible.
Oh, man. Oh. I've heard also, by the way, a lot about Afghani desi restaurants.
Oh.
That's the next big thing. Okay. Because they know how to, they got their tandoors down, they got the grill, they got the desi influence, but the Afghani style is something else and it's supposed to be amazing.
So,
this is strategic. I'm putting this out on a podcast.
Yeah,
looking for the invite. No, sponsor. Just call me, just invite me down. If I'm doing a gig in the area, I'm coming. I know there's a Khyber one, as everyone talks about as well. It's in Birmingham or Manchester or something like that. But anyway, I'm hungry because I ate about 3 o'clock this afternoon and it's now,
Let's go eat.
It's now 10 o'clock. So I'm going to get some munch. I'm going to end up ordering something. Thank you for listening as always. Do spread the word around. And to everyone who comes, by the way, there was a few people coming to me at the stand-up show yesterday and said, we love the brown note, we love the brown note. But I was taking lots of pictures with lots of people, as you do.
Lovely.
So I didn't really get a chance to talk to you because I'd love talking about the brown note. So thank you for that, if that is you, and go spread the word.
I'm still having people saying, well, we want more tickets to the show.
I know, like, there's demand for tickets.
For the live podcast.
They might be going on resale, do you know what I mean? In terms of, like, people might be going, you know what, we could probably flog
these.
What,
so you're telling me one man's just gone and bought
that 40?
No one's done that.
No, don't
they're you. They're sold out.
People want to be there.
They're sold out.
On the black market, you never know.
The brown market.
I'm going to say, watch your space.
Oh.
Oh, hello. What you got? He's got something tucked up his sleeve.
He's just ending it on that note there.
Secret Satch. Little surprise. All right. And then we're going to go then on that note. All right. Laters.
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 Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.